Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
One of Chicago's top hospitals is facing a new lawsuit accusing its administrators of illegally firing a pharmacy tech because she complained repeatedly about what she described as potentially unsafe procedures. WBBM's Carolina Garibay reports a spokesperson for Lurie Children's Hospital calls the allegations false.
The lawsuit filed by former Lurie pharmacy technician Tina Christner alleges she was fired because she repeatedly opposed and complained about practices, including unsafe compounding procedures and the use of rubbing alcohol versus sterile alcohol to wipe down surfaces.
These kind of things, improper technique, improper sterilization, these can cause patient harm. These can cause patient death. And that was my concern, considering also that this is a children's hospital.
She says after she and other employees were met with hostility when bringing complaints to Lurie management, Christner submitted a complaint to the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation. Then she was fired. Now Christner says she wants to see some change.
There needs to be accountability. This needs to get out. There should not be such a culture of intimidation that people have to whisper because they're afraid of being overheard by the managers and they're afraid of losing their jobs.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
New information this afternoon about the circumstances that may have led to the dismissal of Mayor Johnson's former communications director. Crane Chicago Business reports last month's firing of Ronnie Reese followed multiple complaints accusing him of misogyny, racism, and harassment toward his staff. The news outlet cites information it received through a public records request. Reese joined the Johnson administration after working on the mayor's campaign. He released a statement to Crane's denying any of those allegations of wrongdoing. What you just heard was the moment a car apparently speeding from Chicago police officers smashed into another car on the south side before blundering into a building. Chicago's official police oversight agency today released the video and other elements from the fatal October 1st crash at 35th and Halsted, including the clip we just played, which came from a camera inside the car that was hit during the incident. The crash killed one man who was riding in the car that was speeding away from police. COPPA is looking into whether the officers involved followed the department's protocols for pursuits. No arrests after a car crashes into a building after the driver is shot on Chicago's south side. Police say a 57-year-old man and a passenger were driving near 59th and Albany. Someone opened fire from a golden sedan about 5:30 this morning. The driver was shot in the head, causing his car to crash into the building and then a parked car. He is in critical condition. A 24-year-old passenger was not injured by gunfire, but was taken to the same hospital for evaluation. Well, Thanksgiving travel continues to ramp up at O'Hare Airport. We call today and tomorrow getaway days.
Most people are starting their travel for the holiday, but Jared was heading home to Springfield for Thanksgiving with family after visiting his aunt in Las Vegas.
Are you expected to bring or make anything?
Bring for sure. I didn't make nothing. I don't know how to cook, but I know I got to bring something for sure.
And what will you be bringing, do you think?
I don't know. Probably a cake or something sweet.
With 1.8 million people projected to fly through O'Hare and Midway by Monday, Aviation Department spokeswoman Georgerie Godfrey says it will be crowded at times.
Pack your patience. I know this sounds very cliche, but make sure that you are prepared for those little incidents that may come up. You know, it may take a little longer for TSA line, whether that's, you know, changing shift. You know, people call out. It's human. People may get sick.
Here at O'Hare, they're expecting 11% more travelers than last Thanksgiving, with Sunday as the busiest day at both airports. At Terminal 1, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
2.5 years after a fire destroyed a Southside church, ground is broken for a new worship center.
We stood here 2 years ago plus and saw the facility on this site engulfed in flames.
Reverend Gerald Dew of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church was standing in an empty lot at 6248 South Stewart, joined by city leaders and hundreds of the faithful.
And so for these last 2+ years, we've been dealing with architects and designers and selecting contractors and vetting subcontractors, and we've been raising funds and allocating money and redesigning.
And while there is still much more work to be done, golden shovels have now been dug into the ground, bringing this pillar of the Englewood community one step closer to new life.
This is a great day and a great time in the city of Chicago, in the community called Englewood.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Police report an arrest and charges in the theft of pricey reindeer decorations from the ball field where the Joliet Slammers minor league baseball team plays.
The thefts occurred 2 weeks ago on the 11th and 12th from the loading dock at the ballpark. Decorations described by police as 3 12-foot lighted Christmas reindeer with a total value of $45,000 were stolen. The park has been preparing a holiday display. Now police say 52-year-old Victor Sessoms has been arrested, processed, and released with a notice to appear in court on charges of felony theft. Police say he indicated his involvement. They say he sold the metal decorations as scrap. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
In DuPage County, the board unanimously approves next year's budget there. Officials say it includes a balanced $636 million spending plan and keeps the property tax flat, the rate flat. And that's good news. Areas seeing increased funding include public safety, mental health, and substance use care treatment. An employee union filing an unfair labor practice charge against a North Suburban school district.
The union representing support staff at Waukegan District 60 is filing unfair labor practice charges with the state. They say school secretaries were told to staff security vestibules. They say their workers aren't trained to do security work and it makes things less safe. The union says they're willing to bargain about the details of the new work, but they claim the district has not resolved the issue. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito.
Lisa, good afternoon. A short week for the Bears. They play at Detroit on Thanksgiving morning, an 11:30 a.m. kick. More praise today for new Bears offensive coordinator Thomas Brown, this time from Caleb Williams. Rick Gregg has the story.
Steadfastly refuses to compare Brown and Shane Waldron directly, but it is clear he's more comfortable with Brown's personality than Waldron's. And with 2020 hindsight, he thinks the Bears would have been better off with Brown from the jump.
Us having an understanding of our players and how to connect with them, how to get them in the best positions possible, I think would have helped all of us overall on the offensive side.
Brown was a contender for the offensive coordinator post in the offseason. Waldron won the interview process. He's, of course, gone now, and Caleb is coming off his best game of the year so far in just Brown's second game at the helm. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
See if Caleb can match that against the Lions. Unfortunately for the Bears, Detroit, the best team in the league, 10-1 thus far. The NBA Cup rolls on for the Bulls tonight in our nation's capital. Bulls and Wizards, 5:45 pregame over on 670 The Score. The Bulls with a 7-11 record, but that's still a lot better than Washington's 2-13. College basketball, Eastern Kentucky over Southern Illinois, 77-72. These are finals from earlier tournament action. Chicago State lost to Drexel. Tonight, Notre Dame takes on Rutgers, number 1 Kansas against number 11 Duke. The Hawks back at it at the UC. Tomorrow night, they will host the Dallas Stars. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News special report. President Biden says the U.S. helped secure a ceasefire deal in Lebanon, which would end fighting between Israel and Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah within hours. and Biden says he'll work on more talks.
In my remaining time in office, I'll work tirelessly to advance his vision for an integrated, secure, and prosperous region, all of which strengthens America's national security.
His announcement came just as Israel's cabinet approved the ceasefire after the urging from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The ceasefire does not apply to the ongoing fighting between Israel and Hamas, as CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
There is an opportunity here because, quite frankly, the world is growing weary of that fight in Gaza and tens of thousands of people killed there, the increasing humanitarian crisis. Now we will see that this one conflict has been put to the side. Maybe more focus will be on a sort of diplomatic solution to what's happening inside Gaza.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Matt Piper.
It is 3:21. A Chicago man has been sentenced for armed carjackings in the city.
A federal judge has sentenced 30-year-old Arius Moore to 14 and a half years in prison for a series of armed carjackings and shootings he committed in 2018. Prosecutors said on a single afternoon, Moore stole three cars, attempted to steal two others, and shot two people, with the last armed carjacking taking place in Chicago's Gold Coast neighborhood. The 30-year-old pleaded guilty earlier this year to carjacking, attempted carjacking, and firearm charges. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Electrical vehicle maker Rivian Automotive receiving a federal loan to build a Georgia factory. Rivian's only current plant is in the central Illinois town of Normal. The announcement comes less than 2 months before Donald Trump becomes president again. It's unclear whether the Biden administration can complete the loan in that time or whether the Trump administration might try to reduce or even cut it.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.